Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you're able to join me for these next few minutes as we go into the Word of the Lord. Before we begin, let's just pray. Father, I thank you for your word. Your word is tried, it's true, it's powerful. And Father, heaven and earth is going to pass away someday. Lord, you will create, as Peter spoke about, a new heaven and a new earth, and you will cause this world that we know to be consumed by a great fire, and you will create a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Father, we thank you for the sure promises that you have for your people. But Father, now we're asking for your anointing to be upon us, Lord. Help us to love and cherish your word as never before. Because, Lord, everything else will fail us. Our heart and our flesh may fail, but Lord, you are the strength of our heart and our portion forever. Father, we honor you this day. We ask for your anointing to be upon the delivery of the word, and Lord, that it will be made alive through the power of the Holy Spirit to our hearts and lives. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hebrews 4 and 12 tells us that the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, revealing the thoughts and the very intents of man's heart. It is a mirror in which we can look and see ourselves as we really are and not as we have imagined ourselves to be. For those without the Lord, it shows our totally lost and evil state and condition, but it also shows us the sure remedy. God has an answer for every problem, every need of mankind, and it's in His Word. John, who was given the book of Revelation to write and record, he gives us a description of the one to whom all men will one day bend their knee, and his name is called the Word of God. Let me read just a few beautiful passages found in the book of Revelation, chapter 19, verses 11 through 13, and this is talking about Jesus. And I saw the heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness doth he judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And I have to read verse 14. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. Beloved, that's us. Hallelujah. Praise God. Verse 16 says, and he had on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Praise God. This is the living Word of God, the Word made flesh, who dwelt among us. Jesus said in John 14, and verse 6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Thus we can see that the Bible is unlike any other book. It's a living word. It is a place where the Holy Spirit lives, if you will. When you open the pages of your Bible, open them and expect the Holy Spirit to be there with you and to bring that Word of God alive to your heart and mind. What a wonderful, exciting thing that the Holy Spirit can be with us to open up the Word of God, to reveal the very mysteries of God. The Bible is the living Word of God put into writing, and it's becoming the living written word. Both the living and the written word are the expression of the very mind and will of God. Both partake of the human and the divine. Both have an eternal existence. Is that not right? Both are likened to light. Both came as God's message to bless a lost world. Both are despised and rejected of men, and both will judge the whole human race at the last, at the very end of days. So the Bible not only reveals pure truth, it is truth, and it's superior to any other book. And the central divine character of this holy book states and brings to pass that which no other false prophet or false Christ can ever do. The Bible declares in 2 Corinthians 10 and 5, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." And beloved, if we've ever lived in dark times, it is the days in which we are living. These are days of spiritual warfare, when it sometimes seems as if the adversary might win the war. But beloved, as Christians, we should look to our weapons and see that they are in good working order. With our weapons, we are stronger than the adversary. Our weapons are the same weapons that Jesus used against the devil. They are the very word of God. They are faith and prayer. If we have faith and spend much time in prayer, we will be able to use the word of God so effectively that we will overcome our adversary. The word tells us that we should pray continually. Well, obviously, we cannot do that literally. We have jobs, we have lives, we have to live. But that speaks about an attitude of heart, a heart that was just as Jesus' heart was. He was constantly open to the Father. So regardless of what he was doing as a young teenager working in his father's carpenter's shop, or as the very word of God ministering the bread of life to multitudes, he was constantly in prayer, in the spirit, in the heart of prayer, connecting with his Father. And that's what that means, to be in prayer continually, where our heart is continually connected to God, waiting for his prompting, his direction, his advice, his counsel, his comfort. God has promised never to leave or to forsake us. We are in him, and there is no power on the face of the earth that can stop his anointing from breaking the yoke. Colossians 2:10 declares, "And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power." So, beloved, no cancer, no heart condition, no arthritis, no sugar diabetes, no blindness, no sickness can stop the sons and daughters of God. For through the Lord Jesus Christ, we have victory over all the works of darkness. For this purpose was the Son of God manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. We are complete in him. And the Lord is calling to his people in this hour to be made complete in him, to rest in such faith that we will know that he alone is our deliverer. Some people have gone so far and then they've gotten tired and discouraged and stopped along the way. But there is far more to serving the Lord than just saying, "Lord, forgive me." It takes more than just being saved, giving your heart to the Lord. It takes an ongoing relationship, working and praying and seeking the face of God, weeping between the porch and the altar. Beloved, this is a day of warfare, but it's not with flesh and blood, but as Paul said, it's with principalities and powers against spiritual wickedness in high and heavenly places. And you might say, "But Sister Glass, you just don't know, you don't just see how difficult the situation I'm in is. You don't know how big my problems are." But beloved, my answer to you is the Lord is bigger than you and I. He's bigger than your problems. He's the answer to your every need. You may not see a way out. You may not understand, but he can. Paul declares in Romans 8:37, "In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us." We as Christians are more than conquerors, partaking of all the goodness that God has to offer. We are victorious through faith in Jesus over all the world could possibly bring against us, every spirit of oppression. We are victorious sons and daughters of God. That's what the pages of God's word depict us as, the manifested sons and daughters of God. And through Jesus, because of what he did, we can conquer our personal fears, our frustrations, our frettings, our sicknesses, our financial poverty. We have access to all the good and perfect gifts which God has stored up for His children, peace and power and prosperity. Isaiah declares in Isaiah 43:2, "When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee." Though there were three Hebrew children, do you remember them? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They would not bow their knees before the world's God of Nebuchadnezzar, and they were cast into a fiery furnace, heated seven times hotter than anything was before. And some of you listening to me right now, you feel like you're going through a fiery furnace. Some of you are going through financial poverty and lack. Some going through sickness. Some of you are suffering because of unsaved loved ones. Beloved, God has an answer. Father, I just want to pray right now for those who are in that fiery furnace. Father, you said the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you in the authority of your word, and I speak against the works of darkness that has come against your beloved. And, Father, I pray that you will bear your holy arm mightily in their behalf, that you will intervene in their family situations, that you will undertake in that work situation, that mother who's been so distressed as she's heard the words about what her daughter-in-law is going through. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that you are going to raise a standard against the works of darkness. Father, that you will undertake, that you will release your mighty power. Give them strength, faith, and encouragement. Father, I pray for the whole armor of God, that sword of the Spirit and the shield of faith that you said, Lord, will quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And I give you praise and thank you for it. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for your goodness. Amen. It's a blessing to be able to minister the word of the Lord, to be able to pray for you. Only God knows the need, but God is not limited by space, by time, by circumstances. He is the mighty God, and there is none like him. And Lord, we give you praise right now for what you're doing in answer to prayer. Amen and amen. Well, in a moment, the announcer will give our contact information. I invite you to write, share your prayer needs. I also invite you, if at any time you miss a broadcast, feel free to go to the unveilchrist.org website. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.